Joining us today in studio is Brad Hedick, who has a company called Commercial Lending X, which is sort of helping lend a hand to the lending experience, which is not going all that well for some people. I'm Scott Catoon, and it's time to start talking about tomorrow's business today. Brad, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So why don't you kind of walk us through what Commercial Lending X is and how it differs from what's out there right now?
Certainly. Commercial Lending X, at Commercial Lending X, we believe in stabilizing commercial lending. Right now, the lending market is very fractured, and commercial loan borrowers are struggling to find the financing that they need, and banks are operating pretty inefficiently in this market. So we try to bring stability for borrowers really in two ways. The first is that because of the consulting work we do, we really understand the regulatory environment and what banks are pressures, the pressures banks are under. So we work with borrowers to get their loan requests packaged in the right way so they meet the criteria of the lenders, as well as meet the regulatory requirements the lenders have to respond to. We also work with borrowers by providing a wide range of solutions that they're not going to find walking just into a bank. These are all sorts of alternative lenders that are out there that we have access to. So if a bank says no, we probably have a solution that would work instead. On the other side of it, for banks, we kind of help stabilize things for banks by, one, providing a range of consulting solutions that help them better manage their loan portfolios and help them navigate the lending market and deal with some of the regulatory issues that are out there. We also help them by bringing them quality loan transactions, either borrowers we source directly or by helping them find participations with other banks that have similar lending philosophies. And then we also help banks because sometimes they have borrowers, they want to leave the bank, so we'll find an alternative home. Or we can help them monetize loan relationships that they don't want to do by taking them to other lending lenders.
Now, what was your background? Have you been in commercial real estate, commercial lending, your banking? Was that your background? And
yeah.
How did you come to this point where you decided, you know, I'm not going to be working for somebody else anymore. I want to have my own thing. And I see a spot in the market where perhaps I can bring a better idea or a better way to do business.
Yeah, so I've been in commercial lending for 20 years. I started in the commercial banking world. And what was very frustrating to me is I look at a couple hundred million worth of loan transactions a year, and I'd only end up doing maybe 20 or 30 million of it. And granted, some of it was garbage. I mean, nobody could do it. But a good chunk of it was getting done other places. And it was very frustrating because I'd see borrowers come to me and go to two other banks and hear, you know, go through this long approval process after 4 or 5, 6 weeks and hear a no. And as a lender, I really couldn't control that. I had push them through my process, and I either got a yes or I got a no. So I kind of designed Commercial Lending X to be a better solution for clients, so we never have a client that's just stuck waiting on one loan response. We've always got multiple avenues, and if they're a client that we from day one know you're not going to qualify for a bank financing, we can present them those other solutions right away so they don't waste all this time and it isn't inefficient for them.
I got to give you some props, man. I was in commercial real estate for like 4.5 years, and boy, that was about as far as I could go. I was just dealing with, I mean, we did some deals with, you know, Harris Bank around Lake Forest. We did a lot of deals with Harris Bank. And obviously the economy was hitting the skids at that time. It was, when I started, it was 06, 07, things were pretty good. 08, 09, and, you know, we had deals where, you know, we were cash rich. We actually had liquidity enough to be able to do a lot of land leases. But deals that used to take 2 or 3 months were taking 9 months and a year and a year and a half. And it was just like, you know, we're out of this. The commercial banking market for us, it just basically made it too much of a headache for me to even continue. So 20 years, I don't know how you even do it.
Sometimes I ask myself that. Still doing this. But no, to be honest, the thing that I love about it is getting to know all these different borrowers, whether it's a real estate loan or it's a small business or it's a mid or large size business, understanding how they've been successful, what they've done over their career. It's just really neat to get to hear the stories of all these business owners. And then when you do get them that financing, I mean, it's very rewarding to get them that money they need to grow or to start that business, to start that new restaurant that's been their dream, and to be there when they finally open the doors after they build it. It's just, there's a lot of fun in it. Don't get me wrong, dealing with lenders and
I was
going to
say, let's not get crazy here. It's like a lot of fun, but it's not like a lot of fun, but it's a lot of fun. Working with Commercial Lending X is a lot of fun.
Yes, working with us is fun. Yes.
Commercial lending?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes fun. Depends on what side you're on. Why don't you, you know, so one of the things we try to do in the show is really not just show what the business is. There's a lot of different, you know, unique things that you offer that might be different. But as a company, the culture and the way that, like you said, working with Commercial Lending X is fun. What is some of the differences that you provide as an experience to your customers?
So, good question. And that's something I probably think about a lot. But, you know, our focus with our customers is really on understanding their story.
Yeah.
And figuring out how best to communicate that story, and then finding a match for them from the lender perspective that isn't just about getting the loan done, but it's about matching them.
So sort of like a holistic approach to understand what their needs and wants and struggles and pain points are, and where maybe you probably could fit, because you look at them that way, you guys can fit with them better than, say, a regular bank that just sort of looks at it like, well, this is your score. You don't make it, you do make it.
Right. So if you're a borrower, you walk into three different banks and you put your financials on the table and somebody at the front desk says, this is the commercial lender you should talk to. That commercial lender may not understand anything about your type of business. They may not do, you may be looking for a $1 million loan. They may not lend more than $500,000 in their group. There's all sorts of things you can run into. We really try to understand what they have and what they're trying to accomplish. And then because we get to know all of our lenders really well, we understand what they do in the bank, but also what their own expertise are, what their personality's like.
Sure.
We can make that match with a lender that that client's going to get along with, and hopefully they'll be a client of for 20 years down the line. So our hope is that we provide such good service, they refer other people to us, and as we all know, the banking market evolves every day.
Yeah.
That lender may leave and go somewhere else. The bank may change what type of loans they want to do. The bank may get sold. That they'll eventually come back to us if the change happens, but for as long as they're with that institution, we want them to be happy. We want them to have a good relationship and be with somebody who really understands their business and can provide the solutions they want.
How long has CLX been in business? How long have you guys been operating?
We've been in business a little over 6 years.
6 years. That's, so, I mean, you guys are well into the sort of into your stride now, it would seem.
Right. Well, they say, 7 years? If you can make it past 7 years, you're golden. So, yeah, we got about nine
I just
months.
Keep telling myself it's 3 years. Like, every time I get to another year, it's like, oh, yeah, 3 years. I'm golden. So I'm not going to have to turn back now. I guess one of the questions I would have for you is, who is your ideal client? When somebody comes up to you, you kind of have, like, the profile of who you think is going to be, this is perfect for us. What does that client look like?
You know what? There's really two types of clients. Really, anybody who has a commercial loan need, whether it's to buy a residential investment property to a large multi-million-dollar commercial property to a bit some sort of business loan. The two best clients for us are the borrower who knows that they're really good at making widgets and they want to focus all their time on making widgets, but they don't want to deal with bankers and they want to hire somebody to go out there and get them the best deal for them and the best relationship for them. And when I say best deal, I don't necessarily mean best interest rate. But covenants, terms, a lot of different stuff can factor into it. Advance rates, if you got a line of credit. The other good client for us is somebody who's gotten a couple no's from some lenders.
Yeah.
And they just don't know where to go. Or maybe their bank's pushing them out. And maybe they're not bankable anymore. And that's where we can really shine because we've got all these alternative funding solutions, whether it's a bridge loan, it's a specialty AR lender, it's factoring, that we can bring to the table that they're just not going to find on their own.
Well, I've asked this to other finance guys who've come in. I've asked it to a banker who's come in. I've asked it to an investors. Two of the three answered the question. The other one bowed out. So you have a choice to bow out of this question. But what does that nightmare client look like? What does that person be like when you see it coming in? You're just like, man, this is going to be no bueno. Or you can bow out.
No, I will say we will get the requests of somebody who, you know, their credit is... They have no absolute credit at all or very, very low credit score and a very bad credit history. They're at a 100% loan to value in their property and they're trying, or 90%, and they're like, I want to refinance. And oftentimes they have this grand idea that they're going to get a market 4%, 5% rate, and they don't even qualify for financing. They're so upside down. And it's very hard discussions to have with people that, you know, you really need to talk to somebody about working your situation out. And we usually try to refer them to somebody that may be able to help them work out of a situation like that. But, you know, especially over the last 6 years, we've seen a lot of people that just they're so upside down. It really is a nightmare situation. And really nobody from a lending perspective can help them.
Can't
they
really
got to find another way
out. Well, I mean, there's always loan sharks, right?
Yeah, and you know what? It's challenging because a lot of people end up with loan sharks. We do some bridge and hard money lending, but everybody we work with is focused on the end story.
You actually bring up a good point. The reality is, like, think about some of the startup companies that I've either worked with or that I see all the time, and there's sort of this attitude like, you know, we're just trying to live today. We'll worry about tomorrow. And so you end up making some bad choices with regard to your credit and your banking, your financing, and your future, really, in some regards. And it also depends, right, on how the agreements were set up. Is it a personal bankruptcy that you're heading down, or is it going to be something that's professional? So they don't really have a lot of options. And so what would be some advice for you to say, hey, you know, before you come to us and you become that nightmare client, how do you clean things up so that we can help you? What's your advice?
The biggest key is to have a realistic path to get from your troubled situation back to a normalized situation. And if you have a path that makes sense and you've got, be it contracts in place or relationships or a source of revenue, or you're improving a property and you have a legitimate plan and it makes sense, we can find, you know, bridge lenders who are reasonable, who are looking at the end game, and they want you to succeed and they want to get repaid on their loan.
Yep.
If you're somebody who's just trying to bridge the gap from today to tomorrow, we won't help you. And the reason why is that any solution we provide would be that shark that ultimately just wants to take your property. And we just don't even deal with any of those lenders because I don't want to be in a position where we put somebody out. If you're at that point, you need to talk to a workout guy and you need to rework your situation, whether it is the bankruptcy or something else.
Good advice. Where do people go to learn how to work with you guys and find Commercial Lending X?
The best is our website, which is commerciallendingx.com. I always say X is an X-ray. So make sure people hear it clearly.
Make sure they hear the X. Are you guys on social media? Any place to follow you, learn a little bit about how to do deals and so forth?
Yeah, so we are on Facebook, on LinkedIn as well. And, you know, I'm in the process of writing a book about commercial lending, trying to bring some stability to the market. So we're going to continue to release chapters of that. We got a couple out on our website now. So
let me know when you get that book out and come back on here. We can talk about it.
I'd love to do that.
Awesome. Thank you, Brad, so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for the time.
You can watch this episode and more on Advisor TV. Stream us on the WGN Plus or River Radio app and download each episode on iTunes. Remember to stay connected by following us on Twitter at TBT on WGN. Boom, that's a wrap.